I have with me Mr. Dinesh Trivedi, Senior Leader of the BJP, and T.S. Singh Deo, Health Minister of Chhattisgarh. Thank you very much to the two gentlemen. Mr. Trivedi, I want to begin with you. Rahul Gandhi today said that he is not the enemy for this government. He is only giving suggestions. Don't consider him the enemy, right? Do you think that the time has now come to make a common enemy, whether it is the opposition or the treasury benches, that common enemy is the virus, just for these 6 months? Vaccinate everyone and then we can continue with this tutu meme endlessly.
Saket, let me compliment you that it's a fresh air today, I feel, when we are talking about solution. Everybody has agreed on one thing, and I'm sure my friend Mr. Singhdeo will also agree that this is more than like a warlike situation, because in a war, you know the enemy. Here, the enemy is changing color every minute, every second, every hour, and we don't even know. So, it's like a havan. We all need to come together and be positive about it. There is enough blame game. And that's why I said that we have to move forward, because we all are in a ship, whether it's the President of America, whether it's the Prime Minister of UK or the Home Minister of India, it touches everybody. None of us are safe. So please understand, this is a common cause. We are in a building which is under fire. Having said that, I personally feel that we have to recognize some of the facts. One big fact, demand supply of vaccine. Second big fact, huge population of India. And Dr. Gurelia very well said that we are vaccinating as much as a country. So the solution is, number one, be positive. Because government in their right, no matter what blames the government is taking rightly, wrongly, I don't want to get into that, but they are doing their work, right? One is vaccination. And second thing is drug. DRDO is working hard. They have come up with the drug also. I was the health minister during H1N1. And we had this drug called Tamiflu. This virus is going to be there. I don't think so. It's going to go out in a hurry. So it's a great idea. The country comes together, and I have no doubt about it. When a country comes together, India can show the way to the world.
You know, the thing
one crore a day is absolutely possible.
1 crore a day is possible. But see, the country will come together. It's the politicians and you know, the respective governments that they hold. Are they going to work in a synchronized way? That's the bigger concern. Mr. Deo, let me come to you now. Mr. Deo, many leaders, including your leader, have criticized the government on the handling, on the coronavirus handling. Now, my point is, we are not going to go into those big issues. I'm only going to concentrate on vaccination. Do you think that we need a national vaccination strategy very quickly, which includes a constant monitoring along with states, constant participation along with states?
Good evening, Sanket ji, and good evening, Dinesh ji. Thank you so much for the kind words and your expectation that I would be positive. Most certainly, we would all like to contribute towards getting beyond this pandemic. It's a situation which has come about in a century or so. As far as vaccination is concerned, Sanket, the whole issue is about the supply situation. The politics starts within that. How much we have, we don't have any shortage. So it's time to leave all that behind. I'm in full agreement with Dinesh ji.
Correct.
That all those negative thoughts, all those negative talk must be left behind. The government, whether it is of the center or whether it is of the states, must be forthcoming to state exactly what the situation is. We were talking about targets. There is no issue at all between the government of India managing the supply of vaccines and the state governments vaccinating the people. There is no issue at all. The only issue is of the availability of vaccines. And I was listening to your talk with Dr. Gulerya and the time span that we are seeing. What is the availability of vaccines today? Let us say it is 8.5 crores. How long will it take us to vaccinate 140 crore or give 140 crore doses? 80 crore people, 20 crore we vaccinated, we need to vaccinate 160 crores. So 140 crore more doses to be vaccinated, it'll take 16 and a half months. If we have 10 crore vaccines in a month, it'll take 14 months. If we have 20 crore vaccines in a month, it'll take 7 months. That is the deadline the government of India has today fixed. End of December, we'll have vaccinated everybody. If we can vaccinate 30 crore people in a month, 1 crore per day, we'll be done within 4 months and 20
no,
days.
No, I understand, Mr. Deo. You're saying availability is the problem. Now, yes, assuming this availability issues are fixed, I'm saying even inoculation drives and processes are going to be a logistical challenge. I'm consciously not using the word nightmare. It'll be a huge logistical challenge in a country like ours. Are we working together, center and state, together to be able to form this? How else will we achieve?
There is no issue at all, Sanket, as far as the logistics of vaccination are concerned, because the vaccination program will be entirely the state government's job. Nobody will be stepping on each other's toes here. Hmm. The vaccines, once they are made available, the state governments have a full capacity to vaccinate within the stipulated, let us say, 7 month period. Hmm. If 1 crore vaccines are to be delivered in 1 day, Chhattisgarh is 2.16% of the population of the country. So how many vaccines are we to deliver in 1 day? 2 lakh vaccines. Hmm. What is our capacity to vaccinate? 3.5 lakhs. So there is no issue at all. Hmm. We've done so many vaccination drives. We've done the polio vaccine, polio drops campaign. So many other vaccinations are done throughout the year. I can assure you, no state government, except maybe exceptions where there would be logistics of traveling, geographical impediments. That apart, there is no issue. Not a single drop of iota of doubt.
So you're saying apart from the availability of the vaccines, you need no assistance from the center and you'll be able to sail through in states.
Elder brother should keep a watch on us, and when we are doing well, say well done. And if we need to be perked up somewhere, they should say, okay, just see this, you're falling behind. That's all. The vaccination drive is entirely the responsibility of state governments.
Okay.
And we should do it.
Yeah, Mr. Trivedi, I want to come back. In this light, do you feel that the center has to assume that responsibility of the elder brother as far as the inoculation drive is concerned? I mean, you know, this whole to each state his own, go and get your own vaccine, float global tenders. Now, obviously, that will not work. The center knew that it will not work because there are no vaccines.
Sakhi, I'll just take half a minute to correct that statement.
Sure.
Because initially, government of India had taken, and they are still taking the responsibility. I think yesterday, Niti Aayog gave all the clarification to that. It was only some of the states, may not be Jharkhand, but some of the states requested that why don't we also have the liberty to import ourselves? So government of India didn't stop their work. They said, okay, so be it. But then they realized that the vaccine manufacturers refused. And that is why not that government of India has stopped. So that misunderstanding needs to be clarified once and for all.
Sure, sure.
So now in case of the availability of vaccine, and I totally agree with Mr. Singhdeo, that the center government is working on war footing. See, if you realize first week of May, and today, almost end of May, nobody realized that within the short period, at least the situation will come somewhat under control. And that can only happen like we work together and stop, which I emphasize, and I'm again telling you, like they say, Mile sur bera tumhara to sur bane hamara.
But for that, the center also has to work for...
And Sanket, I'll just tell you.
No, Mr. Trivedi, center, many leaders of the central government, as well as members representing the BJP, also have to milau that sur, no?
No doubt about it. Center is doing their best. You have the foreign minister 3 days in USA. What is he doing there? He is getting the global support. And please understand, this particular virus... Not only India has to come together, the world has to come together. I will remind you that when it happened in China in the month of January, the world was celebrating Christmas, New Year, marriage, wedding, everything. We did not realize, now nobody is talking, how come you are not prepared? The world was not prepared. Hmm. This has come like a tsunami. And if I can request you, Sankar, don't take it otherwise.
Sure.
Media anchors also must not get four different politicians and make them fight. I never go to a show if I tell them that I'm not here to fight. We are going to...
You know, apart from the name, Dinesh Bhai, apart from the name of this show, I don't see any...
I'm not questioning that.
It's a 21-year-old name which I can't change. So apart from that, I think things are pretty pleasant.
No, I'm not even going on the show. I complimented that you are one of the first anchor who have started this positive. And I tell you, here is Mr. Singhdev and myself, we are on the same page. We cannot differ because India is much greater than any political party divide. Or individual.
Well said.
And this is where the nationalistic feeling. This is a war.
Well,
and the war, we don't know the enemy. So, and be let us selfish. Our own family, your known people, my known people, doctors, whether it's opposition, ruling party, everybody has lost our near and dear ones. We are all under some kind of a depression.
Correct.
So we have to get out of that. Be positive.
Correct.
And thank you again, Sanket, for this show.
My pleasure, sir. Let's hope you learned men are able to convince some people within your own political parties to be able to follow the same spirit. We only have one dushman. Rahul Gandhi used this word dushman, that I am not the government's dushman. Well, there is only one dushman for everyone in this country, and that's the virus. Thank you very much, Mr. T.S. Singhdev, as well as Dinesh Bhai Trivedi, for joining us. We're stopping for a short break at this moment. When we come back, we'll be speaking to doctors and experts on what plan needs to be put in place. What should our plan be to crush a third wave and get rid of the virus and save this country from the horror that we saw in the second. Be right back.